crowd that was estimated by the Cincinnati Commercial of up to 10,000 people, mostly African Americans, gathered in a wood just south of downtown Lexington for a day of picnics and music and civil rights speeches. An enormous crowd when you consider that it's more than the entire black population of Lexington and almost the entire population of Fayette County, Kentucky. So people were coming from all over northern Kentucky, perhaps even greater Cincinnati, to attend this landmark civil rights event.
So was the point of this event just to get people together, people who believed in a common cause, shall we say?
Yes, it was organized by a lot of newly formed African-American civic and social organizations, as well as several of the prominent civil rights leaders in Kentucky. General Brisbane, who was part of the Union Army, the Freedmen's Bureau, several benevolent associations, they all got together in a grassroots effort to organize this event. The 4th of July offered a lot of political cover, if you will, because how it was seen as a patriotic event where mostly African Americans were seen as celebrating the nation's birthday. This one, about 10,000 in 1867, we know of three other that happened in Louisville that may have been as large or a little larger. But something like this didn't really happen again until the Civil Rights March in Frankfort in 1964.
Why is it that very few people know about this today?
Well, I think it's twofold. One, we happened to stumble across an article in the Cincinnati Commercial. They sent a correspondent there.
That was a newspaper at the time?
Yes. And they published 4 days later, on July 8th, an extensive article describing the entire event that included the text of all of the civil rights speeches that were given that day. Now, back in Lexington, there was some coverage of the event, but a lot of it was trying to dismiss this event or reduce the impact of the event.
And what are the connections to Northern Kentucky University regarding this event on the 4th of July in 1867?
For the project, we're trying to use this to raise funds for the next project in the Kentucky Archaeology Series, and that's about the Hathaway family. But for this project, Paul Tincotti, who's a professor of history and director of the Center for Public History at Northern Kentucky University, he's one of our project advisors. And as soon as he saw this event, coupled with our efforts with the Hathaway documentary, he knew immediately the importance of this research and this event.
Tom Law says the 4th of July event in Lexington in 1867 was a precursor of the modern civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s. I'm Steve Hirschberg.